Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers, today's guest is one you're not going to want to miss. Azza Day Asperger is absolutely turning triggers into triumphs with everything that she's doing as a three-time best-selling author, esteemed founder of Finally Free Life, which is a transformational life and couples coaching program. She's a renowned visionary behind the 12 Steps for Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program, and her journey is absolutely inspiring. Today, we discuss the transformative journey that she's been on from being and feeling powerless to embracing your worth, your potential, and how you can absolutely create a life that you love. So without further ado, I want to just jump right into the conversation today with my dear friend, the amazing and powerful Azza Day Asperger. Hello, hello. I am always excited about our Rock Movers, but today's guest, you are absolutely going to love. You heard her bio, you heard her introduction, but my sweet friend, Azza Day is absolutely transforming people's lives with her story and the rocks that she's moved. Not only does she have 12 Steps for Narcissistic Abuse Recovery, she has her life coaching, she has her book, she has her groups. Like, this woman is absolutely pouring from such a full cup of doing her own healing. So I can't wait to dive into the conversation. Azza Day, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here and just sharing your beautiful story with us today.
Erin, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today. Thank you.
I know we're going to dive into some great conversations because even just the few minutes before we hopped on, just checking all this stuff, we were chatting. And this is where I want to start, which is a little out of the norm. But we were talking about my rock moving theme and philosophy, and you said that what you love to do is help people move from I can't to I can. And what seems like such a simple phrase has so much transformational power. So can we just start there with moving people from I can't to I can? Because as a mindset coach, that's everything. That is literally everything. So tell me about that. Tell me about how your story is helping you move people from I can't to I can. Where did that come from?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Karen. It has to start with me. It had to start with me being my own client, if you will. And seeing, right? I practiced all my work and formulas on myself first to see what it feels like, what it looks like, and how it can happen. And so it started with me with so many I can'ts on so many things. And it was such a deep belief. And it was a conditioning that I had from childhood that you shouldn't, you can't, you won't work, don't do it. It's scary. And so I started to have this using my rebellion and taking risks to see how I can. And the transformation was electric. The feeling in my skin was powerful.
So for someone who they can't even envision that, let's go back to just a really quick maybe summary of what it was that you were overcoming. Because I think there's so many people that can relate to maybe not all of your story, but definitely parts of your story. There's going to be people that are like, oh my gosh, okay, she went through that and now she's doing this. She can, I can, right? That's the whole thing, is us going through this so we can be that example. But tell me about that, like just a short summary so people can understand why this is so impactful.
Absolutely. I love to share that because it is from watching one person do it, we get this inspiration that we can too. So
right.
I'm going to say, God, there's so many. I mean, I'm sober. I've walked away from abuse. I've walked away from my culture because it was not in alignment with who I am. But the thing I want to talk about the most is the roles we are assigned. The roles we are assigned from childhood. Mm-hmm. And
now, when you say assigned, I know what you mean. But help someone that's listening that they're like, what do you mean assigned? I wasn't assigned a role. This is just what we do, right? That's not an assignment. Or maybe they're just like, ooh, was I assigned a role? What does that mean?
That means you're supposed to do what others think you should do and be what they think you should be.
Yes. And then, like you just mentioned, in some cultures, there's no allowance for anything but that.
Absolutely. And so it creates this internal conflict, this ongoing conflict that I'm trying to be what they want me to be and take what they're handing me. But at the same time, I'm not fulfilled. And also they're not happy. So why would I follow this? Why would I do this? Why would I stay in this? And so growing up as a Persian woman in that culture, I just knew that this is not, first of all, it's not healthy. And second of all, it's not in alignment with who I am. I have awakened to who I am, and I don't want to live with regrets. So I'm going to wrestle with these ideas until I win. And I mean wrestle.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think for so many of my listeners, because most of my listeners are women.
Mm-hmm.
Over the age of 30. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming to a place, as we do, where they're reflecting on, is what I'm doing really making me happy? Is it who I am? Is it what I want? And so they're hearing you say, you know, I've stepped out of the traditions of what was expected of me and really reflected on what is it that I want? Because I'm looking at how this hasn't worked for them. Why would I expect it to work for me when I feel like it's not? What do you do with that? How do you take those first steps? Because as someone, I mean, I came from a traditional Southern Baptist background, and just to buck the system of being a woman who is spiritual, not religious, even just that, felt like such a hurdle. So I can't even imagine the other cultural things that some people are trying to change or get out of or break the bonds of those. So what does that look like?
Oh my gosh, Karen, that's so good, because I grew up in an atheist home and I'm very spiritual and love God, but I'm not religious. I'm all about relationship. Mm-hmm. But so I think that for me, I'm a result person, but I want to see results.
Here, let's pause.
Yeah, I don't know. A drink? Oh my God, I never cough.
That's okay.
That's so weird. I like never cough. Okay.
All right. Get out of here, Satan. You can't stop us.
Exactly. Thank you. Not today.
Not today. So let's go back. So I said, you know, even my background, and you started to talk about that. As in that you grew up as an atheist. So kind of pick it up from there and I'll cut this.
So growing up as an atheist family, I could see that they're not happy. I want to see results. If the person is talking, it's got to match their demeanor and their work and their essence and their dynamic.
Right.
If it's not matching, it's not going to work. So the first thing I did is look for a community that showed results and it was in alignment with my inner being. I felt it. I have to trust that. I had to feel that, right? Do you resonate with that?
Yes, absolutely, 1,000%. Because, and if you're hearing this, what I want you to pick up is when you have a unsettled feeling that something isn't right, that's where you begin to learn how to trust yourself. And what Azadeh and I are both saying is that even if that doesn't look like what everybody else around you is doing, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that. And then if you feel like really comfortable, really safe, if there's peace and it's in alignment with what, in my opinion, and Azadeh, you can share if you agree with this or not, if it's in alignment with what I know God to be, what his word says, and there's peace, those three things tell me I'm in the right place. If I'm in a place and it's like, they say they're God, or they say they're of God, or they say they're Christian, or they say they're spiritual, and their actions don't line up, as you were saying, and I feel unsettled in my spirit, in my gut, something's off. And I think that's where we tend to get like this burnout feeling, this overwhelm. We manifest disease, right? Because our body is not at ease. All of these things begin to show up and manifest in our body as things are wrong. Like we're not sleeping, we're not healthy, we're stressed, we're freaking out, we're emotionally unstable, our emotions are all over the place. And you're like, well, I'm completely out of alignment. Of course I would feel all of those things. So you knew you were in the right place because you felt it.
Yes.
So then what? What did you do? How did you begin? So you found a community that would support
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did.
That was in alignment with how, like, you felt peace there, you felt safe there, you felt welcome there. And then what next? What happened?
You know, Karen, this is just fire in my belly's coming up from this. And mm-hmm. I just know that the listeners, this is going to be hitting home and something to meditate on. I want to tell you guys that I brought in addictions to shut that voice, to shut that peace, because I had to I had to be what they said I am. And so because of that internal conflict, addictions to drugs, alcohol, binge eating, just to silence that voice that was crying out, telling me, this is not God's plan for you. This is not your destiny. This is not, you're worth so much more and you deserve so much more. And I have a mission for you. So I would shut that voice down with addiction.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I want to stay here for just a second, because I think what you just shared is like, that's, if I had a golden mic, I would be like banging it here, because that is such a golden mic moment. Because we, as we're growing up, I didn't recognize when something was dysfunctional. I didn't know any different, right? We don't know what we don't know. But we do feel something. And when we don't know what to do with that, we begin to just try to silence it, as you just said. And so when something's out of alignment, when someone treats us badly, they tell us we're a certain thing. When your spirit knows differently and you have that battle inside and you just feel horrible, then you try to fill that with something else. Mine was this feeling of self-worth, like not being so worthy, not being good enough, not being enough. My spirit knew that I was, but everything around me, the evidence I saw, was contradictory to that. So there was this constant battle of, I want to be worthy. I feel like I should be worthy, but I'm not worthy. Obviously, I'm not worthy. Look at all the evidence. And so I filled it with, you know, trying to prove that I was valuable enough, overworking, people pleasing, all the things, right? So we all have those rocks that we begin to pick up. And this is where your story aligns with what I'm sharing on this platform, is those are the rocks that we're talking about. And you pick them up in an effort to heal, in an effort to soothe, in an effort to stop, silence, fix, strap, whatever it is, right? Just make the pain go away, because it's painful.
Yes, that's you. Here's the golden mic for you. Distractions, dissociation, silencing, all of those survival coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
Just to not be who I was meant to be. It's devastating, and it brings on a lot of, I mean, a lot of people will lose their whole purpose in life being stuck in those dynamics.
Yeah. So if someone is listening to this and they're like, oh my gosh, I see that. Like, that's what I've been doing. I didn't know that's what I was doing, but that's what I was doing. So number one, I would just want to acknowledge that you're here listening to this for a very specific reason. Number two, what do they do about that? How do you, as someone that has taken all of these things that once felt like they were happening to you, now you understand that that was something, that was a choice you were making to deal with the rocks and the disassociation. And so now you made a different choice, and now you're helping other people with the lessons that you've learned. What do you tell people, like the listeners right now, on what they can do?
Absolutely. So what I've always done is gotten help. I mean, I always have a mentor or some sort of coach or somebody that is helping me, holding me accountable, but also pouring into me to go to the next level. So I would say to that listener, get the help. Get the help. Get the coach, get the therapist, get the mentor. The person that you want what they have, go to them. Ask them, can you help me get there? Whether it's so money, so you're going to have to spend the money, or you're going to have to find, you're going to have to do what it takes to get the help that you need to get. And sometimes money is the fastest way to freedom and to get what you want. So first admitting alone you can't, together you can. And so reach out to that person that has what you want and say, can you help me get to where I want to be, and show me the navigation of this maze, because I am stuck. It's a first step.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that's actually how you and I met, was you were at your coach's event, and Amberlee was on our show, and Amberlee actually hosted her Unstoppable Summit, and that's where Zadeh and I met, because she was one of the mastermind students, but also one of the speakers for that event. And so I got to hear her share her story on stage and was just completely, absolutely blown away. And the moment you walk in a room, people know you're there, because you have this thousand watt energy about you that is just absolutely pure love and joy and acceptance. And so you walked in the room, and it was really upstairs when we did the VIP dinner, and we were taking pictures, and I'm just like, who is this woman? Like, not only is she drop dead gorgeous, but like, she's so nice. Like, I don't like her. She's too nice, and she's too cute, and she's all these things. And I remembered a commitment I made to myself in January of 2024. That I was going to embrace and lean into women who triggered me in that way. And I did. I made the commitment, because I would lean back from those women out of a fear of, I have nothing to offer that woman. She is better than me. She's all, you know, all the lies that we tell ourselves, right? Because of my own insecurities. And I said, as president of my organization, I have to lead women. And that means I have to lean into uncomfortable conversations. And so I started surrounding myself with women who made me feel that shook, is what I call it now. Like, they just shook me. Their energy shook me. They triggered something within me that made me feel instantly small and instantly like, she's shining big and I can't do that. And I changed my I can'ts to I can's by just intentionally leaning in. And I have to tell you, it has absolutely transformed my network. It has transformed my sisterhood. It has transformed my business. Because what I'm finding is that those women who shook me, just like me, they are just women who love big and show up big and do big things, and they are just 5 steps or 2 steps or 1 step ahead of me doing the work, showing up. And when I realized that, I was just like, mind blown. And what began to happen is people began to say the same thing about me. Like, oh my gosh, you triggered this in me. I heard you say that on the stage and you did that to me. So if you're doing that, then I can do that. And it was just like this amazing chain reaction is starting to happen. And that's what you did to me. So that is why I'm just like, yes, I have to get her on the podcast. And yes, Amberly, thank you for making that connection. Amberly Lago is the coach that we're talking about with the event. Yes. And Amberly is such a graceful host. Like, yes, she just leads with such love. And the moment she talks to you, you feel like you're the only person in the room that matters in that moment, because she has full attention on you.
Yes.
And she just does that so well. But she also leads with such grace and welcoming. Like, everyone at her event is, we're all the same level, right? Everybody's same, everybody's valuable, everybody has something to give. And never once did I ever feel like she thought less of me. And because of that, I knew that the women around her were women like that. So I immediately trusted you because of Amberly. And it's like, wow, that's just such a beautiful way to judge people is by not judge is in a bad way, but to assess, is this person in alignment with me, is by who they're hanging out with, who they choose to do business with. And then it's like, okay, she's in this room, she's good. And then she walked in and I felt her energy. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's good. And then we did pictures and you're like loving. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. She's one of those that trigger me. I gotta lean in and trust. And I have just been so head over heels, adoring and loving you ever since because of all of that. So thank you for just showing up and shining brightly and not dimming your light for anyone or any reason, because we need that so bad.
Karen, wow. I got goosebumps, tears in my eyes, and my heart is just pumping. I wish I was there to give you a hug. Your vulnerability. Seriously, your vulnerability and your courageousness to speak the truth that we all experience. It just, I feel so much closer to you for your inner beauty. Wow. I'm blown away by you. Wow. Wow. That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It has been an evolution for sure. And it's been beautiful to hear the evolution you've gone through, because you were vulnerable on that stage, which allows other strong women who feel like, I can't be vulnerable, I can't let people see my weakness. When people like you share and are real, it's like, oh, yeah, I can. Because what she did was impactful for me, so people need to hear it. We need to normalize being strong women, struggling, strong women, and going through stuff, and having emotions, thoughts, feelings that aren't real pretty.
Yeah. And I think when we do share that, it creates a stronger bond, like I feel towards you now, and it takes out the pain into the light, so it's not in me and stuck and making me sick, right? And then I'm also helping others in that sense. And thank you so much for saying this. Is like, wow, I'm blown away and I'm touched, Karen. It's and it's funny because a lot of people will judge a book by its cover. They'll look at me and not know that there was a time in my early 20s that I was in and out of jail, on drugs, abused by my boyfriend, and by the hands of my own parents. I couldn't go home because it was so toxic and dysfunctional. At the same time, it was better to be high on drugs, running around the streets with my boyfriend. And consequently, I, got arrested. And so I people look at me and think I was just born with a silver spoon. And absolutely not. And so to share that vulnerability on stage or with my clients or my, helps, because they go, my goodness, wow, then I have permission to be vulnerable and talk about my pain. I could talk about my pain now. And it's empowering, right?
It is so empowering. And it does give permission. And it creates a safe space.
Yes.
For women at whatever stage they're at to see that you can be both and, right? You can turn your can't to a can.
Yes.
And your trauma to a triumph, and your test to your testimony. You know, I could do these all day. I love to do the little words.
I love it. But yeah.
But yeah, when beautiful women stand on a stage and people make assumptions, and then we hear the truth, because the truth is, every single person is a human that's gone through something.
Yeah.
If you're older than 5, you've probably gone through something. There's been something that's been traumatic, because my 5-year-old grandson could tell you something horrible that has happened to him. He got scared or something happened that, you know, so at our age, or at, I don't know how old you are specifically, but over 30.
52.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm 55. So we're going to own that. Like, we're rocking that. So at over 50, we have lived a lot of life.
Yes.
And it took a lot of rocks. It took a lot of traumas. It took a lot of brokenness and a lot of work to heal and a lot of acceptance and vulnerability to get to a place where we can sit here on a camera, share this with, which is going to go online and going to be shared with the public, and be okay with people knowing those sides of us. Like, that takes so much more courage than it does to hide. And it also creates this pebble ripple in the ocean where people are like impacted by that. And that is what I know you and I are both more so about. So I would rather someone think less than me, less of me, if I could impact 5 other women. Like you, if you're sitting on this judging and saying, I didn't know Karen was that jacked up. Yes, I am. That and a whole lot more. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I still had to go through all of that to be the person that I am today, who is empathetic and loving and accepting. And there is not one person's story that they could tell me their ugly side and me not still feel love and empathy towards them and go, I get it. I get it. And you can still overcome that. I get it. And you can still have everything that you were called to do and that you were born to do. Those things happen for you to grow. They didn't happen to you. And look at my friend Azadeh. Look at my friend Amberly. You know, look at my friend Elizabeth. Look at my friend Aaron. Like, we could name all of the women from the mastermind in my circles and go, look at all these beautiful women who look like they have all together, were handed a silver spoon, and never had a hard day in their life.
Yeah.
Until you see their scars, until you hear their scars, until you know their truth. And then it's like, and that was I feel like the veil that was lifted for me when I leaned in. And it really was taking my focus off of me, because when I was triggered by them, it was like me, right? I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm triggered. I. But when I looked at them, and how can I use their story to help the people I serve? How can I learn from them? How can I emulate their courage? How can I emulate something they're doing in business that's successful? I took the focus off of me and got to know the other women. And that's what I'm encouraging those that are listening to us today. Look at this gorgeous woman on the other side of the screen from me and hear that she grew up in an abusive home with atheist parents who were non-believers, who didn't see her beauty, who didn't pour into her and tell her every day how smart and amazing and capable and beautiful and all of these things that she was, because we know that is true. She didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. And she didn't make choices that fostered a million-dollar business at the age of 18 and, you know, all of these things that could have been her story. Right? She could have done all of this so much earlier. But she overcame all of that, turned her can'ts into cans, and is here for us today, helping others be free, helping others have powerful, deep, impactful relationships as couples, as individuals, as business owners, as leaders, as women who are out there doing the hard work. She's turned all of that into this beautiful business that's now serving others in such a way where they get to rise and shine in all of the glory that they were meant to have. That is the story we want you to hear today. That is the rock moving miracle of my sweet friend Azadeh. And I am just so grateful that you are willing to share that and just be vulnerable and be available for people that are like, okay, I hear all this amazingness. How do I reach her? What is the best way for people to find you?
Gosh, I'm like, text me, social media, break free, rise and rebuild, email azadeh@finallyfreelife.com. My phone number, you know, you reach.
What is your preferred method? Where do you live the most? Is it Instagram? Is it?
It's LinkedIn? Yeah, I'm on all social media. I'm on all social media, but you can DM me on Instagram to get started. Do you want to go to your next level? Because, man, I'll tell you what, regrets are the hardest rocks to move. You can't change them.
Right? Time is our most valuable and precious commodity.
Yes.
That is the one thing. We can give you a new start. We can give you, help you find your courage. We can help you find all of those things, but we can't give you time back.
No.
And it is so precious. Don't waste another moment. If you resonated with anything, reach out to me. I will make sure you get connected with Azadeh. Like, find her on social media. If you're hanging out on Instagram, you're going to see that she's a friend of mine. You're going to be able to connect with her that way. So just search her. Search and find. And know that there is help on the other side of whatever this mountain is that you're climbing, whatever it is that you are facing. Just know that there's always help. There's always resources, and it is never, ever, ever too late. If there is breath in your lungs, it is never too late.
Love that. That is so sweet and so true. It's the sweet truth. It is. There's always hope. There's always choices. There's always an avenue or a way that you haven't thought of that you go get help that can shine a light on an approach or a way or something. Don't stay stuck. Don't do it. Life can be so beautiful and magical.
One of the biggest challenges that women, especially who are in abusive relationships or dealing with a narcissist, or challenged with self-worth issues, right? We feel like this small nothing. The last thing we do is see ourselves worthy of that fight. And so we are here in alignment with you, standing with you to say that you are so worthy. You are so deserving. And the greatest gift you can give is to tell yourself that I am worthy. I am valuable of being loved, of fighting for, of rebuilding my life, because there is a calling. You were born for a reason. And if you don't feel like you're living that reason right now, you're worthy of fighting for it. So don't stay stuck. As Azadeh said, don't stay stuck. Don't stay there. Whatever it is that isn't serving you, you get to make another choice today.
Yes.
In this moment today,
yes,
you get to make a different choice and just commit to that. And then reach out and we'll help you make that choice. We'll help you take the next step and the next thing and create this other life that you deserve to. Final words, what is the one thing, if you could reach through and hug this woman that is listening to this today, speak to her heart.
I will. And I'm going to piggyback on what you just said, Karen, because this is what I'm feeling led. If you are listening right now, all of the things that Karen said, your unworthiness, your inability, all the rocks of I can't. If you are in a narcissistic relationship, they have conditioned you to think you don't have value. They have conditioned you to think you don't have worth. They have conditioned you to think that you need them to live and survive. These are all of their grooming and conditioning. This is why this abuse is so unique and insidious at the same time. Mm-hmm. This is not PTSD. This is a grooming and a conditioning to make you think so that you don't leave and you don't thrive. We have to do the work and break free from those messaging and grooming and conditioning that is from either childhood or the relationship you're in. What doesn't matter? These are all lies that have been pushed and pulled and groomed into your very deep, deep DNA. But I'm telling you that you can break free from all of those. This is not the truth. It's lie on top of lie on top of lie. You can get out. There's ways, and you probably haven't even thought of them, but reach out to me. If that's you, reach out to me. I will show you a strategy, an escape plan. And if you can't leave because of children or money, there's still things you can do to empower yourself. I promise you, this is my passion, my work, and my experience of escaping. So you're worth it. Don't waste another minute thinking what they want you to think. There's a new way.
Yeah. Such a gift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for speaking that, because you're right. Like, they have trained and conditioned and brainwashed.
Yes. Yes.
That is, and if you're someone that struggles with self-worth, you are a narcissist's dream.
Yes.
And so they are drawn, narcissists and abusing people are drawn to people who tend to act and behave as a victim.
Yes.
And you don't have to be a victim anymore. And so it's time to rise up. It's time to protect your kids, yourself, and your future. And you deserve all of it. But you don't have to do it alone. That is the biggest gift that we have for you today, is you don't have to do it alone. And so we'll have all of this in the show notes. You'll be able to click on a link. You'll be able to contact Azadeh, reach out to me if you have my contact. We will be here for you.
Yes.
And get you steps, but we cannot do it for you.
Right.
That is, I think, the most heartbreaking thing is when we know women deserve more, but they're unwilling to fight for themselves. And so don't stay there. Rise up. It's time. As your theme is, rise up and rebuild.
Yes. Yes.
So, thank you for this gift, for pouring into the women that are listening to this, especially. And if you're a man that's resonating with this, we don't mean to exclude you. We know that there's abuse that happens both ways. And, you know, we just want to include you in this. But our story is unique to us, and we know how it feels to be a woman in that situation. So we're just speaking to them. But just know, whatever your story, whatever your situation, whoever you are, abuse is never okay. It's never okay to feel stuck. And whatever it is your past looks like, whatever your family's past, whatever is behind you is behind you. Leave it there.
Yeah.
You are valuable and worthy, and you are enough today and tomorrow. So we're sending you off with love, with the resources, and just knowing that there are so many in our Rock Moving community that are here for you, and just sending you love. So Azadeh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the gift of this today, for sharing the mic with me, and for allowing my community to tap into all the gifts that you have to offer. I am so grateful.
Oh my goodness, Karen, honor and privilege to be here. Thank you. I can't wait to come to Dallas and just to give you a hug.
I know. When are you coming back? We'll have to.
I don't know. I might just come back just for a connection. Why not? It's only an hour and a half, 2 hour flight anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna plan that. We'll get everybody together and you'll see pictures of that reunion. So so much fun to be had. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I need more Azadeh in my life, you're right. You do. So do I. We all do. Everybody needs more. And so thank you for just showing up with your books, with your coaching, with all of the things that you do on social media. So, so valuable. You are an amazing rock mover, and I am just so grateful to have you in my life. And thank you for sharing this show with us today.
Thank you, Karen.
Hey, rock movers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, for being a part of our community, and being a rock mover in your world. As a way to say thank you, I've got a gift for you. Use the code VIP2024 and you will get free access as a Rock Moving Community member to our Reclaim Your Confidence course. There's also several other freebies on Coach Karen Gray website. So please just dive in, take all of the resources that you want. I want to give back and serve and make your life the most confident version of you that it can be. And if you love what you hear, I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to have you follow us, subscribe, like, and comment on YouTube and over on Apple Podcasts. Your podcast comments mean the world, and that's how we get in front of other people who need to hear these messages. Don't forget to like and follow us over on social. And if you would like to have more information to get deeper connected to me and our team, book a free call over on CoachKarenGray.com. Now, I've got a few things that are coming up that I would love to invite you to. We have a Heart-Centered Woman event that I am speaking at on September 19th. If you are listening to this afterwards, there's also an event with Impact Maker Summit that's taking place on September 24th through the 27th, and then in the Dallas area. So both of those events are virtual. You can get the replays, you can get the VIPs. I've got discount codes. Use my name as a discount code on both of those. You'll have the link here in the show notes. But on October 18th through the 20th, we are going live with Verve, and that is Suzanne Castle's event for women. It is probably one of my favorite events that I'm looking forward to being a part of. I've been a part of Suzanne Castle's community. She's been a part of them at a distance. We haven't been able to be present at each other's events yet. So this is the first time. And when I say empowered women empower women, that's exactly what we do at this event. Be sure and click the code, use code Karen to get $200 off this event. And I would love to see you there. Now, thank you again for being a part of our Rock Moving community, for doing what you do, serving how you serve, and know that as you keep moving your rocks, you just don't have to do them alone. We'll see you at the next episode.